Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Nick Turner, how you doing, Nick?
Yeah, that's right. How you doing? Vote for Bernie.
Nick Vatterott, how you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm doing great. Vote against Bernie.
I still have my Bernie t-shirt. And are we supposed to throw it out? Like, is it lame? It's a cool-looking shirt.
We're talking about Bernie Mac, right?
I'm thinking Bernie Sanders. But, you don't throw those shirts out when your guy lost, right? You still paid for it.
No, you always keep the shirt, and you always keep the bumper sticker on your car too. In fact, I love those cars with Vote Dukakis.
I borrowed somebody's car, and I was a Bernie supporter, but he had a Bernie sticker, and I'm like, but you don't know where I'm driving to. I don't need to come back when your car's all busted because we had to make a fucking socialist communist point.
You can't just support when it's easy. You got to support when people could throw eggs at you.
You can only put stickers on your car that are like tangentially related to your candidate. So it makes sense the year, but then later on, it doesn't look like that. Like it's a silhouette of Bernie with a bird. You know, it's like in 10 years, no one's going to know that. It's going to be like you have a brand new car.
You want to, I'll tell you this, dear listener, listen to episode as well after this show. We're busy right now. Episode 3669. It's called The Knicks. The two of the Knicks were together. They were fantastic. We want to make this magic happen again. In fact, we'll be off next week for a labor week. We take labor very seriously around here. And we knew that they would give you something sweet to go out.
So Nick and I will be filling in all next week. I will be playing the part of the girl.
Yay.
I won the short straw. And we're going to be having lots of guests that just ask questions, you know, people that like to ask questions, you know, that's what I like. So it's going to be all male chauvinist week next week on Keith and the Girl. Please tune in.
I see this, by the way. So you both have a podcast or had a podcast. You'll explain.
Oh, who cares?
Well, here's what's interesting, called Get Rich Nick, and I enjoyed it. But obviously, it's not only done. There's only two shows up. Price is Right Part 1 and Price is Right Part 2. Are you nervous about
rich.
Are you nervous about being canceled for some reason? Like, why are all the other shows gone?
I let it default, and that's what happened. And look, we're not the type of people who sit and go over our catalog every week. We look to the future. And yes, should we put it all up? Of course we should. And I would love someone to volunteer to help us do that.
I think what bothers me is you have 4.8 stars out of 5 on Apple with 2 podcasts up. We have about going on 4,000, and we have 4.7 stars. And I think that upsets me a little bit.
Yeah, I can tell. And I don't feel bad. We're better. Ours ended. But it was very production heavy, and Nick has a full-time job.
I also don't understand how you keep it up without having to pay to keep it up. I mean, that seemed to be a big... we had no income, and it cost money to keep it up.
Yeah, it all costs.
That's crazy. So I'm not going to pay just so other people can have it if they decide to listen to our terrible advice about options trading from 3 years ago.
It's the opposite of the name of your show. It's about getting rich when you're just spending money keeping shows up that you're not necessarily proud of.
Sean is saying, volunteer, better start taking labor seriously.
Well, let me ask
you. I love this strike. This strike, I hope it lasts forever. I have never seen Nick so much in 5 years, 6 years. And the fact that I get to see him all the time makes me really love Netflix, Warner Brothers, the CEOs. You're killing it. Refuse. Don't even sit at a table with anybody. Just stay in Barbados, people. I love my Nick.
I do want to hear about it. Do you guys meet up? How many hours do you pick it? Are the signs getting heavy?
It's this is great. Everyone should take one of their retirement years just in the middle of their life. just dip into that bank account and really, you know, I'll Uber Eat when I'm 80. It's my new rock and roll Van Halen tune.
Right.
But I'm here. Yeah, I do the pickets in the very. I picket every day according to anyway.
Your Fitbit.
Yeah, you know, and it's you know, you get to meet some celebrities out there.
Is that bullshit? Is that cool or bullshit? Do they come with pizza and leave in 5 minutes? Are they in it for the show?
I don't know, but I did meet, I met Ben Savage the other day, and I don't know why his last name's Savage, because he couldn't have been a nicer guy.
So, look, you're always thinking. Different. You guys are always thinking.
You mean that conservative politician, Ben Savage?
Is he conservative? You know what?
Yeah, I don't, that's why he got eighth place in the West Hollywood City Council race that he participated in.
Oh, really? Maybe that's why he was so nice to everybody, because he knew he was in... enemy turf.
Do celebrities hang out as much as you guys hang out? As much as writers hang out? You know, this, the acting stars that we know.
There was, you know, who else we do? Well, you know, do Anders from Workaholics. He went and picked it the other day. I think, but then you have a guy like Jack Black, and then he shows up, and then apparently, like, everybody swarms him. Right. And it's like, it's like, no wonder a lot of these guys don't go to this thing, because it's, like, obnoxious for them. You know, right. You let them chill and do their thing, great. But they're like, everyone's trying to get their little, oh, can I get this for, can you give me internet points? Can you, I have some of your internet points.
Can you sign my sign? Do you, do you guys, Jesse Joyce is very proud that he has a blank sign untouched. He thinks later he can sell it on eBay for thousands. Is it hard to get a blank sign nowadays? And is it hacky that people are really making jokes on their sign? For example, you know, be nice to the actors and writers. They serve your food. Do you rate clever signs, or is it kind of lame?
So what I didn't realize that first week that whatever you wrote, that was what you're going to have to live with for the next couple of months.
Right.
And I have seen, I think they finally got some new blank ones in recently. But what I decided to do...
That's where your dues are going, by the way. Good for
them. It's all just going to more paper, more environmentally devastating.
You know what's interesting is all these writers have no idea where to get writing utensils for a new sign. And it's just like a new sign, but I'm already dipping into my savings.
Well, I mean, it's we're cheap, we're frugal. Here's what I do. I take the worst sign I can find, and then that's what I like. There was
I would
one
take the worst sign and then write somehow like a talk bubble on top, get an extra piece and write, this is the kind of writing you'll get if this keeps up.
And, under it, put like a line and write AI. This is from ChatGPT.
Right. There is a lot of AI references and stuff.
Sure.
I saw one sign that said grow up, and I thought that was so stupid. So I walked around with a sign that said grow up, you know. So and then somebody, I think Matt Kirshan pointed out to me that it was probably somebody's kid who had the sign. Probably get, and so when it's a kid walking around saying grow up, all right, there's some humor in that, but a 45-year-old man walking.
Get a new sign and just write, and also with you. What if you just do things like that, right? Like, I don't know. Oh, I couldn't think of anything. No, that's probably
they do that. You know, they do that.
That's not good. That's
you have to pay me to think, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of pressure it is for a writer to come up with a funny writing thing.
Ooh, how about this? I like money.
And then
your buddy stands next to it, and he has "I like money too," but it's TWO. Be like, not even our grammar is right now. Oh yeah, yeah.
How long do you spend it at a time? How long are you out there for? A couple hours?
I'm with writer. Okay, I'm done.
I like that there was like there was five signs in a row, and the last sign was just "ay ay ay." That person tried to create sentences with ay 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 at the end. You know, they do these shifts. It's usually like 9 to noon, and then like noon to 3 or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, whatever. You meet people. It's been, you know, as far as like, you know, writers are always like, I'll tell you two things. One, writers are always like, we're in our cubicle all the time. We don't get to socialize. It's not like on set with actors or a comedy show. You're meeting people. And so it's kind of nice to be around people again often. The other thing is I get a little insulted now that there's actors there and I walk up to the table and then the table person go, writer? They never assume I'm an actor.
You know, it's
I'm
a little really insulted. Funny. There's 10,000 WGA members and like 180,000 SAG members. And they're like, no questions for this bald asshole.
Just come on.
I saw that there's a podcast with like the top five late night hosts. The two Jimmy, Seth, the guy from HBO.
Even Colbert.
And maybe the money goes to the WGA or what. It'd be interesting if there's ads. Is that cheating?
Well, it's a podcast that's on Spotify, and they're doing it where all the proceeds go to their writers. Because their writers are on strike right now and not making money, and they are.
Aren't they in the league?
They have performance money. They have contracts that say they will get paid millions of dollars every year. They don't have to write in order to get paid. So they're getting paid. They're fine. But they also could be, you know, on a trip around the world instead. And maybe they need an outlet, but they're doing it without writers, without anything. They're actually in their homes.
If I hear anything that seems obviously rehearsed or planned, I'd be like, what?
Right.
That wasn't off the cuff.
Yeah, our buddy Brooks Whelan is opening for John Oliver on tour now, and he's out making money for his staff.
What these guys should do? They should all go on tour, and all of their writers should be openers.
Huh? Brooks doesn't work there. What the fuck? They got to go work for the, or not even their writers, but like their gaffers. You know, make them work.
Are you
the lighting guy?
I do feel bad. There's a lot of, I don't know. There's a large crew of people that aren't writers or the hosts or the actors that get really fucked on this whole thing.
Sure.
Because even best case scenario, when this whole thing hopefully ends, it'll benefit the writers and the actors, but the rest of the crew, they just.
I guess we're back. Right. I'm the camera guy. I guess I'm back.
Yeah, so it's like I feel bad for them, and I think anything that raises money for, or I hope some of that money is going to them because it just stinks.
Well, IATSE did strike a couple of years ago, and they were backed by WGA and SAG, so it's just tit for tat. Everybody's getting theirs, but I have
You striked how? Like, what was your position?
Me?
Yeah, when you said it sounded like it wasn't in writing.
Oh, no. I mean, I strike. I have not paid my WGA dues in maybe 7 years. But I haven't been doing the official picketing, but I have been picketing outside my old writing partner's house.
Okay.
And, I ask very loudly, you know, why we were never able to sell another project and, why he was not more likable in meetings. And I'm out there 8 hours a day. I've been out there for 7 years and I'm going to get to the bottom of this and stand with me.
Oh, that's funny because I thought of protesting my parents because I was like, I could have had that gig. You thought I was too young and too slutty. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lacking a lot of context.
Now
here,
look at Britney.
You can't be like
she's doing great.
You can't be like a Jimmy Fallon or something and have the Raiders over for like a barbecue, right? Like you can't show them that mansion during this time, I have to assume.
Well, not when you're in rehab.
Then the other one.
I think now is the time to send seamless cards and not invite people over to your house.
Right.
No.
Maybe
Keyfood cards.
There is some weird things like about the strike. Like, so I went to Andy Kaufman got his star on the Walk of Fame last week, and I got to go to that ceremony.
Did he show up?
Yeah. How was it?
I did want to wear. I thought about dressing in a chicken costume and kind of standing across the street.
Okay,
just to make people go,
he's alive. Yeah,
you know.
Then you have to rent a chicken costume, and that gets.
Well, was Tony Clifton there?
There was none of the the Bob
Zamuda. Zamuda?
No, Zamuda. I don't know. It was, let's see. Kristen Schaal gave a speech. She was very funny. Kevin Nealon was very funny. Mary Lou Henner was there, charming as ever. One weird thing is they couldn't mention the show Axie because of the because of the strike.
What?
So whenever, and I just
promotion,
Promoting Taxi.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, so did they go like, you know, the other Uber?
They did. They made it like Uber references and that car show and stuff like that.
There was like an Uber good show that he was in. But
Right.
We'll hail that next time. See, it's easy to write. Sorry, dudes.
She didn't know we'd end up here. Speaking of mansions, I see that a gigantic oak tree toppled onto the side of Ron DeSantis's house during the hurricane, it seems.
It's so funny.
Was that Hurricane Karma?
Hello.
Right. It's always like God's always punishing everyone on the West Coast, but it's not, you know, if a tree falls on an asshole's house, that's just nature. That's specifically nature.
He said part of it fell. I don't know if it fell on the residents per se. You don't know. It was a little bit off to the side, so that's going to be cleared. You can't really tell by the picture if it's in the house or not. If they do cut down the whole tree, that's going to be more room for my kids to hit baseballs in. It's like he can't look weak. Like, nah, it's kind of cool that the tree fell. And it looks like maybe it hit my house. That's kind of awesome. It's all part of the plan, though, because my kids actually have more room to play. So
when you think about this, this is the most rock and roll thing that has happened to everybody listening to this, let alone me and my kids.
His Tallahassee mansion. That makes a lot of sense. You should be, if you're a governor, you should definitely live in a fucking mansion. Sure.
They all do.
I know, but it seems completely on the up and up. Sure.
But it's not his house, though. It's like the governor's mansion.
His place is like huge. His place.
It's like Gracie Mansion, where like, is it?
Oh, is it like when Bloomberg was mayor and he didn't live in Gracie Mansion because his condo is 8 times the size of Gracie Mansion?
Right. That's so you can have a mansion and a condo. Sure, why not? Did you see the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell? Uh-oh, he shat himself again. Literally? On camera.
I was thinking, if a tree falls in the forest, mm-hmm. could Mitch McConnell get out of the way? I hope not.
Our buddy Rod Morrow said, Mitch McConnell froze so long this time, it made me reboot the Zoom call. Yeah, I'm going to play this. It's about 6 minutes long. It's from episode 3697 with Lucy Pohl called Raspberries on 125th Street. This is the first time that Mitch McConnell froze. You guys vamp for a second while I set up the sharing the sound, please.
Well, I didn't know that he froze the second time.
Yeah.
And the first time, it really was everybody coming next. At first, they were talking while he was talking behind him. So they weren't even paying attention. So it took them a while to notice that he had stopped talking, it felt like. And then they came up to him like, hey, buddy, you're cool. We're cool. Yeah. You're cool. We're cool.
Here's this. You guys see trending Mitch McConnell shat his pants? No, I'm trying to start that trend. people are saying he had a stroke. Everybody's a doctor all of a sudden. Everybody thinks it's a mini stroke, but he was doing some political bullshit. I don't know. And he just froze and stared at the camera.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We're on a path to finishing the NDA. This week has been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of...
And he stops and just stares.
And it's for like 20 seconds that he's staring.
These fucking cyborgs.
They haven't perfected AI yet.
He's still staring. People are going, you okay?
Are you good? Mitch?
Okay, Mitch?
You're
right, anything else you want to say? I'm sure it's good.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm. Leader of the Reds? You good? You're the boss.
Okay.
You're
go ahead, John.
Awesome. I'll take that. Yeah. Let's go back to you.
Let's go ahead, John.
Yeah, let's walk. Let's walk you. Hey, so we just leave. They're just like, what the fuck? And everybody's looking, if you ask me, behind him.
Here at the start of the
okay. Everybody's Everybody's looking at his ass. I really think he shat himself.
That is so... You okay, Mitch? Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. So we covered everything mid-sentence? That's how
these
politics
people
works?
People are cyborgs. Cyborgs.
Right.
They weren't really listening, if you notice, because they weren't looking at him while he stopped. And then all of a sudden, it feels like they realized like he stopped
happening?
Talking.
Yeah,
because they weren't sure if he was mid-sentence or if he was thinking. Because they would have caught it earlier than that. But they were kind of shuffling around behind him, not listening.
They were talking about different things to each other. Yeah.
Yeah, someone was vacuuming. They're like,
they didn't let him into the comedy club. You got to do dishes. You got to do something.
They make fun of the person that was cleaning, like this idiot. Like, no, it was very confusing. So they walk him out.
Could you address what happened here at the start of the press conference?
Back.
And it was related to your injury from earlier this year where you suffered a concussion. Is that?
No, I'm fine.
You're fine. You're fully able to do your job.
People that's a weird question.
Insane.
That's a weird question.
I got to know, though. I got to know. This needs acknowledged. When Biden trips, it needs acknowledged.
No, it needs acknowledged, but you're fine. You can do your job.
Yeah, it's not. Right. I mean, hello.
Right. It is insulting. Like, what do you want him to say? But honestly, I just want him to say, and then I'll hear his tone. I want to hear the words out of his mouth. You know, hey, can you do your job? It's really just saying, hey, say something, anything. What are you watching on TV? Say something. I want to hear it.
But he couldn't do his job before he had the fucking mini stroke.
It's just weird as a reporter, like as a person who works with words, can you do your job? You know, like you said, I just want to hear you talk. Can you do your job is very strange.
Are you going to remain evil or did something just happen in your brain?
Exactly.
Knowing you want us all dead, are you going to... So then, I guess the halls of Congress, I'm guessing, interviewers are asking him the next day, hey, how you feeling?
The president called to check on me. I told him I got a sandbag.
Oh, and he gives a smile.
He got sandbagged?
Wait, what sandbag
did he say? I don't know what it means. He says, I'll play it again, but he says, I got sandbagged. I'm guessing it means...
Is that a sexual thing?
I think it means like the other side's trying to fuck you somehow. That's what I think. But he gives this smile like it's the most funniest fucking clever thing he ever thought of.
To coerce or intimidate as by threats.
Okay. His body sandbagged.
Somebody in the back was like...
Yeah, cutting the throat with the finger. Yeah.
I got sandbagged.
Oh, nice. How are you feeling now, sir?
Oh, nice. That makes no sense. Seriously, though, how are you feeling? Oh, nice. Good one. Can you repeat that joke later, too, in the same 5 seconds? All right, we'll see.
Oh, nice. How are you feeling now, sir? How are you feeling now?
I'm fine.
Have you seen a doctor? Are you going to
see any idea what happened?
I'm fine. That's dehydrated. Gotta watch those sandbags.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator, did you talk to
him? Oh, I get it. I get it.
God,
Biden tripped on a sandbag. That was the latest fall.
That's his joke. That's your joke.
A sandbag got me. Get it, old man. We're old.
Oh.
That's so stupid, but now he's hiding.
That's
now he's hiding something.
That's a deep reference.
It just came to me. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, nice. How are you feeling now, sir? How are you feeling now?
I'm fine.
Have you seen a doctor? Are you going to
any
see
any idea what happened? Any idea what happened?
I'm fine. That's
dehydrated?
Gotta watch those sandbags.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator, did you talk to a doctor today?
Folks, we're good. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for it. By the way, thank you all of you for the questions about how he's doing. We're good now, but thank you so much. That's what makes the country run.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
But also his response. She's like, how are you now? He's like, huh?
What?
She's like, are you feeling good now? He's like short of being like, yes, dear, pass the gravy.
Right.
What the fuck? He's not okay. He's out of his mind. He's completely out of his mind.
How you feeling? Yes. Can I pee now?
Yeah.
And it's not like it's because he's on the other side and we need to vote this way or whatever.
No.
When Joe Biden...
Corn pop,
falls,
for example.
Yes, I'm like, shut the fuck up and leave. We need better options than you.
Yes.
How dare you?
Yes.
God, you got your second black friend and you feel so fucking brazen. Oh my God, this is so fucking crazy.
All right, we're back in real time. This was the end of last month. This was only a month ago, and I'm going to tell you about the second time it happened.
I didn't realize that. By the way, that was Lucy Pohl. I don't know if we mentioned earlier, but it's worth mentioning again. She's so funny.
Yeah, he's 81 years old, but he's a high 81, if you know what I mean. I know 80-year-olds that kind of have it together.
I don't know that we need to mention someone's age when they have a stroke in front of us.
When you just said 81, I mean, that is baffling. I think my parents are like 79 and they have no cognitive difficulties whatsoever. That's not an age. He's always been slow. Also, I have a theory on Sandbag.
Yes.
He's referring to the saline IV he probably was administered after being taken to the hospital immediately after this. And she mentions, because he says it also right after she mentions, were you dehydrated, which is exactly why you would use that. And I looked it up and it is not common, but I have seen people use Sandbag as IV bag.
It's so uncomfortable listening to the reporters try to get it in and pretend they're being nice and just concerned for his health. They're like, that's funny, but seriously, are you okay?
Seriously, did you see a doctor? Everything's fine. How the fuck is everything fine? I didn't have vegetables with lunch today, so I ended up... I saw online, like, what's causing Mitch McConnell to freeze? Like the public's nervous, it's just going to happen to them. Not enough water morning.
Right.
I think it might just be a glitch in that, you know, how he's gotten Daniel Kaluuya to inhabit his body. No, I'm trying to remember how that movie went. But I think I got it wrong. So we'll take that out and then put it in back at the end.
Oh, no, we got to take down all our shows now. Oh, shit. this happened to pop into my feed, but it's an old interview with Michael Jackson. That's what these politicians make me think of when we just saw you freeze, and a second later you're saying everything's fine. They ask, hey, Michael Jackson, did you get any work done on your face? Michael says, I swear to God, no, just the nose a little bit.
While we've talked, I've begun to understand how difficult that was for you, how unhappy you were as a child.
Yeah.
As an adolescent, how unhappy you were about your appearance. You told me in Neverland that your father used to insult you. You told me in Las Vegas your father used to talk about your nose.
Yeah.
So I can understand why you wanted to change your appearance. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want...
Just that, though, not the whole face, just the nose. They try to say, why do you keep changing it? It's not true. It's just the nose, you know?
Even though the shape of the face is different.
Because I've changed.
How have you changed?
I was a little kid. I'm talking about
pictures of you in your 20s.
No, I was changing. I'm telling you the honest truth. I don't do anything to my face.
Honestly?
Honestly.
Swear to God, you fucked those kids. See your face. You have new cheeks. You have new chins. You have new bones.
You also don't have any lines in your face. And yes, you died young, but not that young.
Somehow no lines, but 100 angles.
He was pretty pointy by the end.
Yeah. But what was weird lines. He was a geode. He was a geode. That probably makes sense. So here's the latest. This just happened. Mitch McConnell being asked, hey, re-election's going to come up in 3 short years. This guy doesn't have 3 short years, no matter how you phrase it. But anyway, here's Mitch McConnell. This is just the other day.
Senator, you're up for election in 3 short years. What are your thoughts on
it? I'm sorry, I had a hard time hearing you.
That's okay. What are your thoughts on running for re-election?
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
Little giggle and then just stares. Sandbagging!
Is there a question, Senator? Right. Running for re-election in 2026?
That's an aide.
All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute. Senator.
How much more of a no do you need?
Right.
Right.
She calls the guy over. Guy's like, "Hey, you okay?" He says, "Yes." The guy goes, "I guess. What am I supposed to do? Carry him off?"
Will you be? Okay. Will you be mountain biking?
Did you guys try unplugging?
Somebody else have a question, please.
Back in. Yeah, unplug him and plug him back in.
Okay. Yeah, because you got to keep it unplugged for 20 seconds.
Somebody else have a question? Please speak up.
They're asking for more questions.
Yeah, I'll play that part again. But
he didn't manage to say anything about this.
It's like, "Hey, Senator, you want to walk out with us?" And he's like, "No, we're good." And so it's like, okay, there's nothing I can do from there without it making a scene. So another question for the senator, I suppose. Then she goes, "But speak up, please. Like, it's our fault. If you could fucking speak up, guys, you would understand. When you know how you can't hear somebody, you just stare at them? If you could just be a little louder so we don't have to go through that charade."
But if you look at, I watched him also. I didn't know, but then I quickly Googled. He looks gone.
Yeah.
Like,
he's gone.
You can dislike him, but then it suddenly, like, humbles him because Grandpa's about to collapse. It feels like you want to go towards the screen. Like, no one's bothering to be concerned that you lost all mobility. They're just like, the next part of my job is this. So do you want to do your job? Who else wants to do their job?
Right.
And I get that. Yes. He, you know, the woman came over, the guy came over, and he's rejecting any help, and you're in public in front of microphones, but I don't know.
I can solve all this.
Okay.
Somebody hire me. Look, I have an idea and it will solve it. So Mitch McConnell should hire me as his chili holder. And everywhere he goes, I will carry a very large glass bowl full of chili. And if at any point Mitch McConnell looks like he's stuttering, I will drop the bowl of chili and ask everyone to help me clean it up. We will shuffle him away, and there you go.
I like it.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
What's it mean she has to talk to him like that all the time, by the way?
All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute.
He likes the process. I don't think people should just speak so fast. He's thinking. He's taking it in.
Does the Mitch McConnell like his Navy beans?
Senator.
Senator, you're doing it again? Dave, can you talk to him? Maybe man on man? Senator, are you okay? Yeah. Okay. Shit.
Can someone, fireman, carry him out?
Right. Okay. Can you buckle his legs or something? Remember when you were a kid, you take your knee into the other guy's knee and they don't see it coming, they fall down? Do that and be like, "Oh, you tripped on something," and drag him.
Just punch him.
Just punch him. Make it easier.
Just be like, "The problem was I punched him. That was it."
I'm fired.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fired. Back to my mansion.
Right.
Somebody else have a question? Please speak up.
Fuck you. Please speak up this time around. We're going to try this one more time, guys. But if you fuck up again.
And no more questions about him slowly dying in front of you as we speak. That is off the table. No sandbagging. I think one of two things are happening here. Number one, he's coming to the realization that he's Mitch McConnell, and he's just freaking out. Like he's sort of like his whole life is flashing before his eyes. He's like, "Oh my God, all the horrible things I've done," and he's speechless and stunned. Or two, Scott Bakula has quantum leaped into his body at that moment, and he's like, and he doesn't know how to get out of it.
You know, if you listen close, Mitch McConnell stares at the camera and goes, "Oh boy, I'm a mentally challenged person." Oh boy.
you think they're gonna bring back Quantum Leap? Because
they did.
I would.
You're funny.
Oh, we probably talked about that.
Now let's hear your thought.
Did they do a good job?
No, I don't know.
Did they? Because I don't want to rewatch the old ones because I have a feeling I'm not going to have as much joy from them as the first time. But did they fuck up on the new one? How'd they do? What was my reaction?
Well, you didn't know it happened, so I don't think it did very well.
You weren't hurt, but it didn't do very well.
It didn't do well? Why didn't it do well? The A-Team seemed to have done well, and that was wrong for them to do. No one wants to comment on this?
By the way, they should have called it the B-Team if they were going to do it the second.
Other Nick?
I am Googling as fast as I can.
Keith, you didn't bother seeing the second Quantum Leap?
No.
No?
Who gives a shit? I don't have time for a TV anyway. When you say about a reboot of the A-Team, that was a movie.
Oh, that was a movie?
And Silent Trailers is the greatest game show ever made, if I may say.
It's great.
It really is.
Wait, so...
I keep trying to save you, yes?
I just feel like I should try to watch the new Quantum Leap.
And enjoy.
But I have to have a real TV for this?
It doesn't even have a tomato meter rating.
What?
It's just got an audience score rating.
Critics didn't even watch it. They're like, yeah, okay.
No, they're like, is this a different one? I'm already not thinking about this anymore.
So
Scott Bakula a Latino gentleman? I think maybe.
So no one watched this and no one can tell me if I should watch it? This is a sad day. Quantum Leap was the shit.
I'm sorry. No, he's Asian.
Is he?
Raymond Lee.
This new one is what he's saying.
Yes.
Keith, you loved Quantum Leap. No, am I making that
up? Yeah, I loved Alf. I loved MacGyver.
MacGyver was great.
Did you guys see Kevin Can Fuck Himself?
I started. What? He's not joking, Honda.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah. No, it was Annie Murphy show. Anyway,
the daughter
like
from Schitt's Creek.
Seasons. Yeah, where her life is in a sitcom, but then when it's not in a sitcom, it's in like a dark drama.
I'm in.
Yeah, and then so he plays anyway her love interest in that. If anyone
who does Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap, yes, the character of Quantum Leap. Which makes more sense as an Asian actor.
I heard he's Asian.
Yeah.
You guys, we went down the wrong
road. At the end of the show, just remind me to ask Hemda what shows did she hear about today and
I
plans
have it ready to write down. Wait, I have.
Yeah, what were they?
I feel like Quantum Leap is in there.
We'll count it. We're going to count it.
Wait, no, but Nick just said something. Kevin can go fuck himself. I hope that's streaming. Okay, thank you.
Getting back to politics. Seriously, folks, seriously. Proud Boys leader, Joe Biggs. First of all, how many fucking leaders do these groups have?
Proud Boys still have them?
They got a leader. He was at the insurrection. 17 years in prison. Don't say you're the leader. I know you've earned it, but just say you're a dude.
Intern. I'm an intern with the Proud Boys. Unpaid college credit.
Isn't this the same group that one of the leaders was Dante Nero for 5 seconds?
Yeah, but supposedly, we've talked to Dante about that, but when he found out it became so white power, he covered up his tattoo.
I know, I understand that. What I don't understand is they already knew they were white power. So what were they doing? Tattooing him with their words.
Yeah, he's a big guy. It's good to have big guys on the side, even if they're not white.
Kemda, it's a joke. All right? They're kidding.
They're so funny.
You know, it's good ideas, but the things you don't like, those are jokes.
So watch Proud Boys. That should be funny.
No, it's not a show, Kemda.
Yeah, watch them. You should watch
Do watch them. Them. Yeah, keep an eye out.
They're watching me.
17 years. They're going to, man, these courts are going to be so embarrassed when they find out the insurrection never even happened. It's going to be embarrassing.
Have you ever looked at the calendar? There is no January 6th. It goes 4th, it goes 4th to 5th.
Yeah, it's all like in an elevator.
Yeah.
A South Dakota woman must pay a hefty fine, serve 2 years on community control, and about 8 years on probation, so no jail time. After lying about being raped to avoid her husband discovering that she cheated on him.
Oh.
Which is weird. I don't understand what probation means. I really don't. So after 8 years, you can lie about being raped again. It won't be as serious as during those 8 years if you say you were raped and you weren't. Renee Dawn Skoglund was charged with making a rape claim because she regretted having a one-night stand and wanted to receive a free STD test. They can't be that expensive. They just can't.
Wait, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. She was ordered to pay about $17,245.26 in restitution to cover the costs of the prosecutor's work chasing down the artificial rape claim. After Skoglund had consensual sex with a person in Hillsborough County, she reportedly called 911. Well, she did. She called 911 and said, "I was just raped like 45 minutes ago."
Oh, my God.
She felt guilty about her marital status. She wanted to get checked for a sexually transmitted disease. The woman is from South Dakota, so she's not even from Florida. That's where she was having the affair. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She had to pull over, she says, on Interstate 75 while visiting Florida because of car troubles. She claimed she was attacked, blindfolded, tied up with a rope inside her rental car. She was unable to identify her alleged attacker because she could not see him. Oh, good. I mean, at least she didn't make him black. I guess that's good.
She needed to not... What? Oh, my. That's so many details that you won't know how to speak about.
Yeah. Did they come up behind you and knock you out so you never saw the look?
The trauma of being tied.
Yeah.
The trauma. Like, there's trauma to every one of these steps that is a whole different reaction. Right. Oh, my God.
Oh, stop sandbagging her. Guys, listen. She just had a stroke.
Oh.
And.
Oh, but you know what? Is this not like a heads up on, like, let's just give health care to people?
Yeah. Also.
You have to say I was raped to get tested. How about I'm married and I just fucked someone else. Can I get a quick test?
But anybody can get a test. Anybody can get a test. And they can't be more than $50 without trying to find a cheaper place. But I guarantee you can get it for free.
You can get them for free. There's all sorts of organizations that provide free. There's billboards all over LA for it. You know,
hospitals.
Chicago and stuff. Yeah.
Hospitals. Let me give you a little secret. I'm in America now. Hospitals are free.
Walmart sold the same rope that Skoglund was reportedly tied up with. Detectives discovered. They went to multiple Walmart stores, found one that shows her buying the rope on camera.
Oh,
so she goes, here's the rope that was used, because they didn't take the rope with them. They're animals. So how'd you get out? Shit, another question.
Is it weird that, I don't know, Nick, if you were kidding when you said that poor woman, that's all I'm thinking.
Is it weird that because I'm the guy that I am, I still believe her?
Sorry, women. I do.
You're better than us.
I'm on her side.
I believe her.
When the woman returned to her home state, she reported the incident to authorities in Sioux Falls in the hope of seeking medical treatment. But the Hillsborough County detectives alerted the Sioux Falls police and confronted Skoglund with the evidence. She eventually confessed, of course she did, and was arrested.
Oh, my God. This isn't even an ongoing affair. You had bad judgment. Worst case, you get divorced.
I'd rather I found out you cheated than you made up this stupid rape story. I really would.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. One policy.
I can respect that we had a fight fairly recently. I can't respect I married someone so fucking dumb.
Yeah. Just wear a condom. It's over.
Right.
Yeah, I'd rather you say I disrespected you because I just was mad at you in that second. Wow. Is that the poll? Would anyone else choose, like, oh, at least she tried to cover it up and she felt so guilty that she put herself in this bad spot?
We're going to have a listener, though, that's going to be like, wait, did you cheat on me? Hey, I didn't act like I was fucking raped on the interstate. So let's count.
What would you guys rather? Nick's? Would you rather somebody just, you found out she cheated on you, or...
She didn't cheat, but she made up a rape story.
No, I like when they put on a little play. I like a real theatrical sort of just, you know, Jack Tripper lies on top of lies.
I thought I was the only writer in this family. Good to know, honey.
Yeah, I don't like a relationship to get stale. So if this keeps me on my toes, I don't know what's real. I like that. That turns me on.
You know, one thing is that you hear these stories and then you're always like, well, I can't believe somebody would do that. This person's not like most people. This is like a there's a degree of mental disturbedness with people like that. Just people don't do this unless there's like on drugs or, you know, you ever see you're picturing somebody, then you see the picture of the person, you're like, oh yeah, this person's crazy.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's
yeah, but I think when people are panicked, they aren't making good, solid
decisions.
Panic
is a phone call. Panic is the rope. You were panicked and you called 911. You were panicked. You had a whole story together. I don't know what the word panic means, but it's a lot of panic going on.
It is a lot of panic. You panicked. You slept with someone. You panicked. You bought rope. Yeah. Okay.
A United Airlines pilot was caught in shocking video attacking a parking arm at Denver International Airport with an axe, later telling authorities he, quote, just hit his breaking point. Mm. Well, at least it wasn't
in
the plane.
A lot of people are hitting that point right now.
I think this guy deserves to be commended because he did not attack a human being.
Right.
And that is exceedingly rare. And I think they should hire him back.
He didn't call rape, nothing.
Kenneth Jones, 63, said, hey, it's summertime. It's hot. He said, 63 years old, he was walking toward the exit gate of an employee parking lot, clutching his axe. He whacked the lowered arm 23 times until it fell off as a car entered the lot to his left. Airport workers disarmed Jones, and police finally arrested him nearby.
He had an axe.
He had an axe, and he
took him 23 swings.
23.
I could do it in 18.
Promise.
He'll prove it.
We asked this on the show yesterday with Micah Fox. If, and I'm picturing like a Black Mirror episode, but picture you had your own personal, maybe it's attached to the wall, your own personal suicide button. You can't hide it. It's always there. If you push it, you immediately die. There's no tricks. Nobody, you can't bump into it. You can't, you know, it checks your biometrics. You guys understand. You can't, you know, sleepwalk into it. Nobody can put your hand on it. It has to be deliberate. Would you have pushed that button by now?
Suicide button?
Yeah. I can picture getting into the argument and they're like, fuck you. I'm like, yeah, fuck me. Fuck you. I'm dead. Live with that. I got stung by a wasp the other day. If that button was close, I don't know.
I want to thank you for not letting us answer, because what would we say to that?
I tried to give you time to think.
Yes,
so that-
Keith. Yes, Keith. I would have died many times. I'm always this close. And if it were easier, I would have killed myself.
I would have hit it just now because I thought that would have been the funniest time to ever hit it.
We asked the audience, would you probably have pushed your suicide button by now?
We should have asked the audience, should we check on Keith a little more often?
Right. How do you even think of that? I can't even make this stuff up.
You just told us you would have pushed it several times.
Oh my God, I'm 49. I don't know where you guys are living. Life's hard sometimes.
You know what would happen? I would hit it, and it would be fucking broken, and I would lose my fucking shit. And I would get my fucking axe, and I would chop my fucking suicide button into pieces because it wouldn't work when I wanted to fucking do it.
Hit it and quit it. That's what it's called.
On the Reddit, 37.5% said yes.
Half.
That's on our forum. Excuse me. On our Reddit, they're a little freakier over there. 60% of the audience on Reddit said yes. They would have pressed it by now. They know themselves.
Mm.
What does that tell us? Nix?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, my first thought is that guns are suicide buttons. I mean, that's right. What they are, you know? I have something we could talk about if we run out of stuff. I just thought of something.
You know what? Go.
You think we're going to run out of stuff? The four of us?
I I had a thing happen the other day, and I haven't talked about it.
It'd be funny you do this in real life. You know what? You know what? If we're bored with what you're saying right now, I guess.
Another suicide button conversation again.
Kill myself.
Our friend Ed Larson, Julia's wife, her cousin, has a Talking Heads cover band that we all went to downtown L.A. a few weeks ago. During the show, I went into the bathroom. Oh, there it is right there.
What's your T-shirt? Larson.
I have Ed Larson on my T-shirt.
All right.
It's from his bachelor party, and it's him swimming. Anyway,
I like Nirvana.
Nick and I are very close.
I asked him to bring up where I have that shirt on. But I go to the bathroom during this fucking thing. And the way that, it's the venue is like there's the stage and then the room. And then towards the front of the building is the lobby. To the right is a little bar. The bathroom's in the bar. I go in there. It's like five or six people kind of sitting in the bar area. I walk out. Everybody's down on the ground on the floor. And the security guard goes, get down. And I look at her. She's like, get the fuck down.
Why does somebody have to ask you multiple times?
Because you're just in shock. You just you're just like, what the hell? She says, there's an active shooter. So then I get down on the ground and I'm like, where? And they're like, we don't know. We don't know where they are. There were shots fired.
This is a prank show, we all understand that's not funny, right? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't regret not taking video, but I do get why people take video of the stuff, because it's just
what else are you doing? It's boring down there.
Right. Yeah. But I just remember being on the ground and being like all of my fucking people can have guns. We need to, we can have discussions about the fucking laws. And every time I would have a discussion on the internet, I would have somebody be like, but Nick, I have a gun and I'm not crazy. And I just remember being on the ground, where this shooter is that I don't know, being like, well, at least my buddy's not crazy. thank goodness.
Hope it's my buddy.
Yeah, because he is not.
If it's my buddy, he's just fucking about.
He's
he's kidding about this part.
What happened?
Well, and that was the weird thing too. The guy, so it turns out they didn't know where the shots were, but they did. So it turns out there was a guy shot the person next door to, there was like a convenience store next door to the venue, and a guy walked in, shot the shopkeeper and then left, and it was outside, but people didn't know what this guy was up to. They didn't know if he was just running into places and shooting people or what the deal was. So he's outside. Then they figure out he's outside of our building. But they don't, they stay down in case bullets come through the wall, which is also good guy with a gun, bad guy with a gun. It's like, what the fuck am I going to do with a gun when there's a wall? I can't shoot through a wall. You can't shoot it. You're
as soon as you get that gun up, someone might shoot you. Shooter, somebody else who now thinks you're the shooter because we don't know. And by the way, did you feel safe just hitting the ground? Did you consider I'm not saying I would anything. I'm wondering how this is laid out. Where did you consider going back into the bathroom? That's almost double walled or something like that.
I wanted eyes on the shooter. That's what I want. I was like, I guess because I wanted to know where the fuck he was, and I didn't know if all of our friends were getting mowed down in the fucking dance room. I was like, all right, yeah, I guess as low to the ground as possible for straight bullets or whatever makes sense. And then once we got a sense, I was like, where the fuck is he? And they're like, okay, they were like, okay, he's outside. And I was like, okay. So then I just got up, ran to the fucking back to the venue to see what the fuck. And show's just going on. Everyone's just fucking dancing. They're playing goddamn Psycho Killer.
By the way, you say I'm a performer. I'm kind of allowed backstage at different venues. It's not a big deal.
Nick, I'm sorry. Was this a dream you had? When was this?
like a month ago. It was at that talking. Remember, like Ed sent that thing out with the talking heads.
Yeah, but how were so many people on the ground, but everyone was dancing?
So it happened so fast. They got everybody in the bar to get down, but there was no like communication relay from the front to the venue. You know,
and did anyone at any point get up and was like, "I'm sorry, this is my favorite song. I gotta go dance."
I requested it.
Right.
Are people like tapping their toes but on the ground?
This sounds so made up.
I know. So when I ran in the back, you know, and I ran in the back, and then I go up to Rob Hayes and I look at Rob and he's standing there, and I go, this was a funny interaction. I go, dude, you know what's going on? And he thought that I thought he was fucked up. And he was like, yeah, and I know what's going on. I'm not so drunk that I'm out of my mind.
He's detox slow and is very measured. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That's also his normal persona.
Right. Yeah. But it was, so I kind of tell people like what just happened. And then everyone's kind of like, okay. And so then like a couple of people are going to go smoke a joint out front.
There we go.
So then they go out front and there's just, they were like, you can't leave. There's cop cars fucking everywhere. There's police tape up. There's a, you know, there's like the, they weren't allowed to even leave the building because it was all barricaded in right now. We were like locked in that place. And I guess they just decided not to tell everybody in the venue. I don't know. It was very weird.
But it seems like.
Why is Nick boasting so much about hanging out with you yet he doesn't know this story?
What's this? Told anybody this really?
Yeah, that's the thing about Nick. He's got many secrets.
It sounds like every other comedian was invited, except for Nick Turner.
I was invited.
Okay.
But I had other plans, better plans. I was at an actual Talking Heads concert.
I pictured that you comedians are on the ground. You're like, all right, think, because I'm going to have to come up with something in about 5 to 10 minutes for my friends. Think murder material, being on the ground. Look around. What's coming to you? You ever notice when?
When I went to the bar to order shots, that's not what I meant. Hey.
Oh, that's good. When this ends, that's going to be good.
Okay. That's going to get a mild chuckle.
I either die or I'm about to go on a lot of podcasts.
It can't be, right. My joke can't be too good, or then it seems I didn't take it seriously.
But it is.
Were you also at 9/11? Okay. Nick, he was at 9/11.
My dad. Steve Resinizzini.
That motherfucker had so much detail. That's a funny Keith and Girl show we went over. He had so much detail. Not only was he that actor, Steve Resinizzini, he leaves 9/11 Tower, just barely makes it alive, and he also saved some people. Like, he really pushed this fucking story that I don't understand how he has friends of any kind.
He's undeniable, Keith.
You ever see that sports show? What are we gonna do? Good for him. It's shocking. Do yourself a favor, keithandthegirl.com/Nick Turner, keithandthegirl.com/Nick Vatterott. You'll see the other times they were on. They're always fantastic. You don't have to worry
too
much.
Who was on more? What are their numbers? Do you know?
Oh, Nick was on. Nice. Nick Turner was on more.
Eat shit, Vatterott. Yeah, I think last time we were on, we were promoting. I mean, we weren't promoting it, but we mentioned it. We had an appearance on ABC's The Game Show show,
right?
Yes.
And we were talking about when I won a car on The Price Is Right, and our appearance on that television show. And I don't know if you watched it.
We figured out the right date and time. So we were able to figure it out.
It was the next day. Well, you know, you see it on Hulu. But unfortunately, Nick Vatterott was cut out. And so I just wanted to say here on your guys' show.
To cut him out again.
Well, you know, not completely. But I'm just saying our audience expects it. It's like having Teller talk, you know?
from Penn and Teller, right.
I almost wish they had just cut me out entirely. What they did is they had me just laughing and saying stuff like, right. and so I want to do a new acting reel where I have just the highlights of that episode.
Like you're giving him a little shoulder massage when he tells a story. Yeah. You're doing great, buddy.
He says, Nick, you're so funny.
Yeah. It's so funny because, like, when we recorded the thing, when we were taping it, that crew made me feel like I was killing. Like, you know, I was like just destroying, and it's just like they're gonna have a hard time editing around these laughs. Cut me out. And now I feel just everything's a lie. I don't know if I've ever gotten a real laugh in my life.
Not TV. That can't be a lie.
Oh, God. While I wasn't cut out completely, I also, they in that session, they were like, we have so many different stories from different things. Like, we're gonna put you guys in every episode. Right. There's four different topics, and like we talked about everything. Oh. And in fact, I sent them a bunch of footage from our home Survivor game, and they were like, we've edited my friends run a home Survivor game every year. There's been two, but the third one's coming up next month, and absolutely. You're in if you can come to L.A. next month.
Honestly?
You have to stand on a log, but if you stand on a log the longest, you get a cheeseburger. It's very scary stuff.
Yeah. So we can't really do things like that because we do it all in one day. So the games are more like, you know, you can quickly do them. But it's all parts of it. You know, it's really literally getting angry with your friends. There are fractures in relationships from these games.
Worth it.
In case the business didn't do that itself.
Yes.
In case the entertainment business didn't make you hate each
other.
And
we're getting, it's all pre-ruined people playing. So it's brutal, but they put like a lot of money into it, and it's crazy.
Do they film it?
Yeah. So there was a ton of footage, but they cut out. They apparently got too many famous people for these shows, and that's why they cut us out. Mm. But anyway, they filmed it. I can send you guys footage.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
For real. For real. You can watch my home Survivor game.
For real.
Did they edit it or it's just...
Yeah, there's actually a package made for the second year about like the first year. And
are you fucking with me? Or
there's
this
a preview
real?
Where we all sent in videos of, you know, kind of like a Bachelor in Paradise opening where you're like have a little bit, you know, but you don't have to be that cheesy. So we all did that. And so it's like the upcoming season is these people and it's all of our stuff.
I like that.
And they had a drone footage. It's incredible.
A drone? That's cool. I like that Kenda isn't sure if this is a joke. Like, this would be a weird fucking thing for him to make up. I was just telling my brother, I go, are you too young for American Gladiators? Because there's a doc on Netflix about it. And he goes, is there really? I'm like, no, that's the dumbest, lamest joke where you're going to look for it, say you can't find it, and I'll go, why would there be a documentary on American Gladiators?
Gotcha.
Idiot. Click.
He fell for it.
But are you doing this just for funsies, or you're going to try to, like, you're posting it places? Is this
well? That's the thing. Like, it does sound like a good TV show, but it already is,
right?
And so there's not really anything you can do with it. It just is.
You ever do Wheel of Fortune at home? But it's what's cool about it is it's a shittier wheel, and you don't get $1 million.
But that's the kind of shit that people watch on YouTube.
So I don't know. Nothing. I mean, I'm not in charge of that. It's just kind of been done so far because they're like doing all this anyway. Why not get it? You know, like everything.
Am I allowed to share this on our Reddit?
Let me ask a couple people and then I will.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I just need to hit the group text and
get
then
your popcorn. What?
But they already allowed me to put it on television, so I don't understand why that would be a problem. I'll just send it to you. It's fine. It's fine.
It's no problem. It's fine. It's good.
It's fine. It's all right, fine.
There you have it. There you have it. And if you send it timely, that's what people can watch during Labor Week. Also, check out, if you're newish to Keith and the Girl, keithandthegirl.com/dad. It's the one-year saga of me catfishing my dad as my ex-wife after my dad hit on my ex-wife. And it's on my mind now because we just did... Keith McGirl chat, and Josh Rogers and Mallory are working together for the cover, two brilliant artists, and I couldn't be more excited about making this an actual physical book as well. But you'll hear it in audio form what I'm talking about. KeithandTheGirl.com/dad, D-A-D. All right. Nick and Nick, thank you very much. I'm not going to tell you which one was first, but we appreciate it and we love you.
Thank you.
Nick love V, you. What should the audience know? How to reach you, anything like this?
Follow me on something.
Yeah.
Just anything.
That's
just
it. On the picket line.
Yeah. To my room at night. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Nikki T?
Call me on the phone.
Yeah.
It's not a hard number. I'm not going to give it out here, but you probably know someone who knows me. Hit me up. Give me a call. I probably won't. I mean, if it's a new number, you might have to call 6 or 7 times before I, like, you know, nervously answer. But I'll answer and we'll talk. And I really want to hear from you. KeithandTheGirl.com.